For the exercises for this week, let's focus on a few things. First, we'll look at the imagery associated with them, which we reviewed in the class, and really making sure that you're getting all of the efforts into your body. We're then going to look at making the action drives or speaking styles, as we call them here, into both big and small, and also then playing with flow. So first, let's reinforce the efforts. Beginning with strong, imagine that you are pushing your body, the whole body, through thick mud or hardening cement and the effort it takes. Practice this speaking as well as moving simultaneously. For light, you are filled with helium, with lightness, and it's more upward. The center of gravity is more in the chest, whereas in strong, it was down in the pelvis, and it's lighter and buoyant, and you feel that lightness flowing through your body. For tempo, think of it like a river, that you are the water that is flowing. And on that water, you will carry other people who you're talking to or speaking to, meaning in a formal talk or more conversationally. So if you're moving fast, imagine that you are the water that is rushing along, that is pulling that along very quickly. Or maybe it's a slow day and the water is flowing. Practice saying your talks, your enunciation exercises, feeling that slow feel with long vowels. And then directness, a laser beam, directing your energy. Pausing, directness, all of your energy goes into one place. If you were to move across the room, you would be to walk directly across the room. If you're indirect, then like things are pulling in you and you're distracted and remembering things and looking around, and it's not intentionality. So you can practice your script, and the vowels may kind of change pitch some, and it's not so intentional. So you can play with those three efforts. And I really recommend that you do that with your whole body walking through space. And I recommend that actually with all of the action drives as well. That's a limitation of something of how we do it on Zoom or on video, but that when I teach this live, we're moving all throughout the entire room. And so if you can create a space and to do that would mean for indirect, that if you were going to go from one point to the other, if you're completely indirect, you never actually get there. So constantly distracted, and versus totally direct, when you zoom, you're right there immediately, even if fast or slow. So remember, these are a full-bodied state and working to continue to sync those up. Second, let's go through the drives. And again, I'm doing this briefly. So remember to pause whenever you want to pause in order to, meaning pause the recording, to be able to really play with them. Or go through it quickly if you want. So let's begin with punching. So fast, strong, direct. Is that you can do a really big, very strong movements, very direct. Say it with your text out loud, or it can be like small. So it might just be a strong movement, and a very something very simple. And then play with dabbing, fast, light, direct. Fast, it could be fast, it could be big, fast, light, and direct. Or it could be something that is very small, fast, light, and direct. I'm playing with that. Something that is clear and small, but even when you're small, still open your mouth wide, use facial expressions. Gliding, slow, light, direct. You can walk across the room, feeling that uplifted light energy gliding in your body, or it can be small. Feel the small movement of slow, light, direct. Pressing, big, slow, strong, direct, walking across the room, moving it like you are a steamroller pushing through space. Or it can be strong and slow with a simple gesture, a movement with that strong quality and direct. Now let's switch to flicking. So fast, light, indirect. So here we are, we're all over the place. We're fast, we're light, we're direct. If you were gonna be moving all over the room, then it could be like running all around and say, oh, here we are. And it's this like kind of big movement. So if you're gonna do that small, the all right, well, here we are. So it's a fast, light, direct movement. Maybe it's a little off the cuff comment, or you could even practice it on a pause. Slashing. Fast, strong, indirect. So just slashing across space and moving and big and frustrated versus small. Just a little kind of frustrated feel is try something. Floating. Big, slow, lights, indirect. Everything that kind of you can just be wandering in the room, let yourself feel that. Make sure your legs are floating. Everything has that kind of open feel, like a balloon. Versus small. Okay, well, what do you think? You can try something a little smaller. And finally, ringing. Strong, slow, indirect, and like you could do it, big movements, kind of anguish or intense, really big. Or you can do it small. Well, okay, let's talk about that. So try these with your text. And again, end up with gliding. Reset, slow, light, direct. Maybe some passive weight sinking into the ground. Finally, let's play with flow again. This is about energetic boundaries. So you can imagine that you have an energetic sphere, and the outside are other people's energy, the inside is your own. And so you may have bound, where my energy is separate from others. There's a light muscular tension. There's a holding, or maybe a slight tightness in the face. And I am having a boundary. I am keeping others out. And that is different than free flow, where it's like there's a breathiness in the voice and there's ease. You know, you could do this big. You could just do like, hey, it can be a small movement. Here we are. So that's bound and free flow within the fourth effort of flow. So have some fun with these. And again, I really recommend giving yourself daily assignments. And just like, if nothing else, like print out the drives, that handout, and just kind of have it by your desk or wherever you are. And just when you have a little time, look at one, play with it. But really try to get to know them. And see if you can like have fun with these and see how much you can expand your expressive vocabulary. And it might be exhausting if you're still incorporating and learning it. And maybe that's okay. If you need your energy, then scale it down and you can do it small. So have fun. Enjoy your week.